Hi. I can't even hear myself. Also, these microphones, I think, are, like, really fucking shitty at the moment.
Oh, really? It's just like someone's fucked with them. My ones.
Yeah.
Mine's okay.
Mine's fine.
I wish we had ones that didn't squeak when you moved them.
Yeah. Oh, no, I wish everything squeaked. I just constantly wish I was squeaking.
Where did you get that from?
Sumo salad.
Yum. Oh, my God, that's a thick burrito.
It's a bit different than the normal one.
It's like more sauces in there, or?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's actually quite nice.
Normally, I'll have a vegetarian option.
Oh my God. What's the episode again? Episode of the roast.
Episode 8, the roast.
Yeah.
Funnily, you've like timed it well by eating your chicken. Do you want to do that while we're just doing the thing?
Oh, well, it's warm.
Yeah, do it.
Okay.
Just take it out of that thing. Why is it rustling so much? It's so much noise, so much background noise.
I can put it down. Okay. Sorry.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Fuck, I haven't even recorded the episode yet.
Season 9.
Yeah, the RuPaul roast episode. Go back to season 5. Jinx Monsoon, Alaska Thunder Fun, Detox I Can, and Roxy Andrews, all on the dance floor.
Why are we going back to that?
Because that was the original RuPaul roast.
Oh, right.
They had a roast in season 5, and so that was actually roasting RuPaul. Roasting kind of meaning you have sort of like the victim within the panel, and then you have to say just shit about them, but in a cunty way. Like, cunty, not like you're a cunt, but like, cunty, like, this is funny, this is tongue-in-cheek. And the first one was RuPaul back in season 5. But this time round, in season 9, they're roasting Michelle Visage.
I've challenged our queens to roast Michelle Visage.
And I love how they did the reveal too, because RuPaul obviously went into the workroom, did his regular thing and talks about the challenge that's happening. And was this week a maxi challenge? The roast? Was that a maxi?
That was.
Yeah.
I think it was a maxi pad. Was there a mini challenge? I can't remember.
I feel like there wasn't. Let me Google it.
Yeah. God, I have a bite.
RuPaul's Drag Race. Season 9, I love autofill. Wikipedia, the source of all things true.
It's been, like, so busy at the studio today. I haven't even been able to record anything. So, like, people fucking suck.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Oh, my God, what is this? Yeah. Oh, cool. This is, like, a big blow-by-blow. We should just use this every time.
Yeah.
Guest judge, alternating judge, main challenge, create, write, and star in their own TV pilots. No.
That hasn't been
yet. Oh, that's next. Oh, my God. Fun.
Yeah,
that's
next week. Sounds good.
So this week, the mini challenge was reading is fundamental, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because in the great tradition of pairs and betting, it's time for the reading challenge. Because reading is what?
Fundamental!
That's like the best mini challenge
that
of all the seasons.
That is a good mini challenge. I love that challenge.
Valentina did a really good job. She was really shady, and there's something about her that just really turns me on.
Valentina was the winner of the mini challenge. So the reading is fundamental, obviously a fundamental part of drag history or history, as one would say. And reading essentially where you get up, you put on your shades, and then you spill some tea about all the other queens in the room, about how bad they are, but saying it in a funny way so that they can kind of all laugh.
Shay Shay Kool-Aid, you sure are a scene stealer. I guess gnawing on set pieces explains those teeth.
It's taking something that everyone knows that they're either shit at or that they're a little bit worse at than you, and picking fun of it, but trying to do it in a lighthearted way. Something that happened, though, in that reading challenge was that 3 or 4 of the queens constantly read Alexis Michelle for her weight and for her body image. And then I think that really got into her. And
what I've struggled with. That's why it was a little bit hurtful.
So you feel like it's okay for you to make fun of someone else, but not someone else to make fun of you?
Interesting, because there's just been a number of queens, and I don't necessarily think I would kind of classify Alexis Michelle as plus size, but we've had throughout the course of the entire program a number of quite, like, queens that are quite big. I'm just thinking, like, Jiggly Caliente and Latrice Royal as two. They are very much... Darian Lake.
Eureka.
Wow, we've got... Cheryl or something like
that. I love
the
big queens. I think they're always way more funny. I'm so about them.
But the thing that I really loved about all of those queens, actually, is that they really embraced their size. Mm. And they kind of not really make it part of their act, but it's something that does not really confine them, but it also is something that they will exhibit as part of their demeanor. That's probably a really shitty explanation of it. But Latrice Royale was very big, and she was like large and in charge, chunky yet funky, bold and beautiful, baby. And if anyone were to read her for her size, she'd kind of take it with a grain of salt and be like, is that the best you got, bitch? But I think Alexis Michelle, what it seems to me is that maybe they were having a lot of conversations about it in the workroom. Maybe Alexis had brought up that it was an issue for her. I think that they might have been talking about it in jest, and maybe even they'd thrown a couple of jokes her way or something like that. But when it was bombarded in one kind of blow for her, she just couldn't take it. And I think that she needs to get the fuck over that.
Welcome to the second annual RuPaul's Roast. This year,
so if we actually do really get to the roast, they all do kind of their individual RuPaul, performance, individual roasting of Michelle Visage. Tasha Velour did a good job.
I love it when Ru comes over in the workroom and just tries to get an idea of what they're all going to be saying and how they're going with the challenge. And Sasha was one of the ones that I think they were alluding to the fact she'd probably have some issues with it. She presents herself as an intellectual queen and finds it really difficult to do comedy.
Yeah.
She is kind of has that more dry humour and then really spun that into her character and made a character as well. And Ross Matthews came in as well to check in on the queens, and he gave some really good pieces of advice.
Farrah
Moan, who was really struggling with it, being Farrah, being like, Ross Matthews gave her some really good advice in terms of prefacing something with, I hate to
I love you, but you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, but you're a stupid dumb hoe.
Now that Michelle's dick breath has stunk up this entire stage, I'd like to introduce our next minty contestant, Peppermint.
Peppermint actually ended up winning this roast. Mm. I think that, you know, she did a good job, and maybe they're kind of trying to carry her on, so they gave
her
a win.
Don't think she deserved a win.
She's going to go too much further in the competition.
No.
And then you get to the bottom two, and it is Farrah Moan, and it's also
Alexis Michelle.
I just have to take a deep breath and focus, because this is it.
Good luck, and don't fuck it up.
So the lip sync comes on. It's some song that I can't remember.
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton, that's right. Who? Dolly. And the lip sync was not too bad. I think Farrah kept up her game as well. Alexis Michelle kind of took the sticky vibe and it won the judges over. So it was Farrah that ends up going home.
Alexis Michelle, Shantae, you stay.
So it was Farrah that ends up going home. And watching Untucked as well made me realize how much I actually really like her. I think she's actually a real sweetheart, and she's really young, and that's like she's like a year younger than I am. But I think that she is really genuine and that she did everything to the best of her ability. But unfortunately, it's just not. She just doesn't have a lot of ability.
She definitely, I will agree with you in that she doesn't maybe have a varied ability, but she is good at what she does. She's a Vegas showgirl and she does that super well. And as you said there too, that's her personality. She played herself up so well and her outfits were glorious, like beautiful to a T.
Gorgeous queen. Make your transition.
This has been Gay Panic, RuPaul's Revision.